Hey guys, it's Darren Duff again, and hang on just one second. Alright, sorry about that, just want to close the door. Alright, so today, for Blind Cool Tech, I want to talk about another item for the iPod. It's not a game, it's not an application, it is a case, and this is the OtterBox, 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 Defender Series case for the iPod Touch. And if you don't have an iTouch, that's okay, because the OtterBox has these really awesome cases for the iPhone as well. So essentially what this case is it's a protective case, but it also gives you access to all the features of your iPod or iPhone. So I'm going to talk about the case. I tried to do an unboxing for you guys, but that didn't go so well because the case is kind of difficult to put together the first time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to describe to you about the case, and then I'll describe the case to you. Okay, so the OtterBox Defender Series case for the iPod Touch is the one I'm going to talk about. The one for the iPhone is not the Defender Series case, but it is essentially the same type of case. Having all the same features and everything. So this case has three layers of protection for your iPod. The first layer is a membrane, a clear thin membrane that goes over the front of your iPod. So you can access all the touch screens and everything, all the features and everything. The second layer is a hard plastic-like polycarbonate shell. It feels a lot like plastic, but it's very high impact. It can handle a lot of, you know, wear and tear. So that's the real heart of the case, if you will. And then the outer third layer is the silicone skin that goes over the case itself. Now, the skin won't fit an iPod if you try to put it on the iPod. It's made for the case. It actually form fits the case very nicely. It's very rugged and everything. So when you get it out of the box, it comes in blister packaging. They have new packaging for this case. They actually stopped making it some time ago for whatever reason, and then started making it again because it came back by popular demand in the spring of 2010. So, and I don't know if it's the same as the older case. This is the first OtterBox case I got, but I like it a lot better than my Purporta aluminum leather case. This case is built for, you know, literally throwing your iPod around. This, I mean, my iPod's built like a tank now in this case. I would have no problem.
Hey, guess what? It's 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, thank you. There goes my clock. But this case is actually designed for construction workers. It can handle being dropped off a building that's a couple stories high. It's very, 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 it's made for campers, hikers, you know, very outdoorsy people that are in situations and circumstances where their iPod will suffer some bangs. So those are the three layers for the case. Now let me describe to you how to put the case together. When you get it, it'll be in the box. You open the blister packaging, and the case is, I think in some cases the case may be shipped in three pieces. In some cases the case may be, I think in most cases it'll be shipped to you fully assembled, so you have to take it apart. So the first thing you want to do is remove the silicone skin, which just peels off. You know, you got to be careful not to tear it. It's pretty durable. It's not like your average silicone skin. It's actually pretty durable and pretty thick, because it's designed to fit the case itself. So you peel off the silicone skin, then you have the polycarbonate shell, and which consists of the membrane and the outer shell of the case. So you have to, it has tabs on the top, sides, and bottom that you have to actually unsnap to get the case to come apart, because these tabs make sure that this two-piece case, the shell, is held together very, very firmly. So you want to get those apart. Once you have the case open, you just lay your iPod in it, snap it back together, and fit the silicone skin back over it. Okay, and it sounds a little easier than what it is to do. It's a little bit difficult to do, but I did it on my first try. I no longer have the stupid recording I tried to make of doing that, but you can go on YouTube and listen to people putting the case together and everything if you do a search for it. So now that we've talked about what the case is and how to put it together, I'll describe it to you. Okay, if I'm holding the iPod so that the screen is facing me, the case, as I mentioned, has this really form-fitting silicone skin. On the top, let's start with the top, you have a little, of course everything's colored by the silicone skin. You have, if you start where the unlock slash wake button, power button is, it has bumps. The silicone skin has bumps for the buttons, which are the volume buttons on the side, and the sleep and wake button. So they're very, very tactile. And then if you look at the screen, it's actually kind of neat because the screen is within this polycarbonate shell. So it kind of looks like a picture frame because it has sloped edges. So it's like the screen of the iPod is, it's not flush with the screen. It's kind of, let's see, how do I describe it? Kind of like the screen of a device where you've got, like, you know, sloped corners and sloped sides, and then you have this, and then you have the screen about a quarter inch in within that area. So it's just your iPod screen is covered with this really thin membrane in it. It's very protective. Going down the right-hand side, you have nothing because obviously there's no buttons on that side of the iPod. It's just the case. Going down the left-hand side, of course, you have the two notches for the volume control, and the case covers these really well. It makes it very easy to mash and feel where those are and everything. Going down the bottom side where your docking port would be, there is a flap in the silicone case that covers the port. Okay, so you don't have to worry about moisture getting in there, whatever. Now, this case is not waterproof. Let me clarify that. They do state in the description on the website it's not waterproof. But it will protect it from dust intrusion and things like that. There's also a flap beside the docking port that covers the headphone jack as well. So it closes all the ports when you're not using your iPod. It can be all protected. Now, on the back side, it's just a solid case, but there's a round port, if you will, about the middle of the back of the case. It's a cutout, and it has a membrane in the middle of it, and that displays your Apple logo. And just like the screen, it's not flush with the back of the case. It's a little indented. And it's very, you know, it's kind of neat because it protects your iPod, but it shows off that prominent Apple logo there. So that is essentially the case. Now, as far as its thickness, it will make your iPod a little bit more bulky, but that's the price you pay for protection. I have seen the one for the iPhone. I've got a friend that's got an iPhone, and it's pretty bulky, but it's very protective. I mean, you'll be glad you got this thing. If you play games like me, like Aurify and, you know, other games where you have to swing your iPhone or iPod Touch around, this thing is going to give you a lot more grip. If you accidentally throw it, you don't have to worry about it. I would go out there and demonstrate dropping my iPod in the garage, but what's the point of that? I'm not going to purposely drop it, but I wouldn't have any worries about dropping it. That's my wife in there moving a chair. And also on the front of the case where the screen is, at the top it has a little square cutout for the auto brightness sensor, I believe is what that is. It's just big enough to put your finger into. So that's basically the features of the case and how it works. It's pretty simple. Oh, and then on the back, down at the bottom, there's some raised letters that spell out Otter, O-T-T-E-R, and you can feel those. They're engraved into the silicone skin. So let's see. I think that's all I have to say. This case will run you about $30. Which is the good news for us iPod Touch users, because the one for the iPhone will run you about $50. I don't really understand why, because they're essentially the same case. They have all the same features, all the same protection and everything. And this thing is just built like a tank. I mean, it's perfect. You can open the flap for the headphone jack, stick in your headphones, and just go. Now, the one thing that I guess I kind of don't like about this case. It doesn't really matter, but you'll hear it if I wake up my iPod. Hang on. Let me turn the volume up a bit. You'll hear that the internal speaker is a little muffled due to it being in the case. But other than that, I mean, you can still understand it. But other than that, it's not too bad. It's really not. I mean, it's going to muffle the speech a little bit, but maybe if I loosen the dock connector. There, it makes it sound a little clearer if I loosen the dock connector. Yeah, because I can close the... I mean, you can still certainly use it, even though it's in the case, but Samantha's voice does sound a little muffled. But hey, that's a small price to pay for me. I don't really care. So that is the OtterBox Defender Series case. If you have any questions or anything you want to comment about, you can get me on Skype. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me. That's Duff379. I'm sorry, Duffman31279 is my Skype name. It's all lowercase, Duffman31279. I really need to get a better Skype name. Or you can email me. You can email me at mobileduff5@gmail.com. That's the mail for my iPod. That's mobileduff5@gmail.com. Or duff379@gmail.com. That's my desktop or laptop email. That is duff379@gmail.com. So those are the ways to get a hold of me if you have any questions about the podcast or the case. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you find it useful. And hope you guys all get these protective cases for your iPod or iPhone, because they are absolutely the win. They're very good cases. And just one more. And they look really cool too, as well. So, there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you again soon.